Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Today's mission, diatonic scales, all keys, all positions, all modes. This may seem like a big task, but I think it's manageable if we think about it the right way. So I'm not going to explain much of what I'm doing. If you'd like an explanation of the fingerings and all that, you can go to the previous video. But I did write down what I'm doing in one position, and then that just repeats as a pattern for 12 positions, so it should be pretty easy. I'm not going to sing the roots like I did in the previous video. I'll just play along with a loop that I made that just plays the roots through the circle of fifths, starting on G. G, C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, B, E, A, D. I'll repeat each scale four times at about this tempo. Now, if that's too fast for you, you can just play it twice at half speed, something like imagine, because this is a long exercise, once in a while I'm going to take a break and just take one rep out of the four and shake out the muscles and stuff like that. Otherwise, you can get kind of cramped up with just continuously going for a long time. So don't feel bad about taking a little break here and there, but let's try to keep the flow going and see if we can make it all the way through the exercise. All right, here we go. Get this cable under control here. Okay. I don't like having a cable in front of my body. That's better. Studio tip. Okay. Here we go. Might take me a second to find the tempo, but I'll try my best. Ready, set, go. Again. flat.
Thank you.
modulate up to the next iteration of the pattern. D flat major. Thank you. major. 12 more keys to go. I'm going to switch back to halftime because this is too hard on this guitar. I should have used a more appropriate guitar because those last 12 keys were all up here, and I had to take my thumb off of the back of the guitar and put it on the front, which is not ideal. But in any case, you get the idea. And you can do a version of that without me, obviously. But that's a pretty good warm up, you know. Gets you all the way up the neck. And you could do it backwards, of course. You could do it the other direction. But you're only changing one note each time because you're going through the circle of fifths. All right. Let me know if that was useful. Thanks again for spreading the word and keeping this channel alive. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, As a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.